Hi, everyone. It's been a while since I released an episode in the Signs and Wonders milieu. Well, here's guest Kay Lockhart once again, relating a story about what happened to her one day when she was on her way to her college exams. Her story reminds us that we have protectors and angels and guides everywhere, making sure that we are as safe as we can possibly be.
It's Kay from Chicago, and a magic story. Well, it took me a while to learn just how magic I was. And I dedicate this to my godniece and nephew. And fortunately, I got to live long enough to meet them. But at age 18, as part of graduating high school, there was an overnight lock-in. The point was to keep us off the streets and drug and alcohol free. I was chaperoned by some of our teachers and an opportunity to say goodbye. It was from 9 p.m. until 6 a.m. the next day. I had college entrance exams about 3 hours away at 9 a.m. that following day. And I figured, all right, I'll just make it in under the wire. The only challenge was that 3 hour drive was exhausting, and I had never road tripped like that before in my life. And before I knew it, I fell asleep at the wheel. Fortunately, I have a very strong angel, and I heard her scream, "Wake up." I heard it over the lull of the road. I heard it over the radio I was blasting to try and stay alert. I looked up. I was 10 feet away from the concrete median going about 80 miles an hour. When I overcorrected and jerked the wheel as a young driver, I began to spin out. And I had just had a car in the middle lane, as I was in the far left, pass me. Had the timing been any different, I would have taken out his back end, and who knows what would have happened. I kept spinning, and I just made it in front of a semi-truck in the far right lane. I ended up in a ditch, and after a moment, realizing I was still alive, I chose to start the car and continue down towards campus. I passed my tests, and I got ready to go to college. There wasn't a lot of importance I put on the value of my life as a teenager. I was so busy trying to get away from things that I really didn't understand my magic was ensuring that I am coming towards things. And fast forward 30 years, I got to meet the darlings of my life and tell them stories of what to do and not do before they go to college.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to episode 4 of Signs and Wonders. If you'd like to share a short magical moment or a miracle story in this series, please call the number in the episode show notes. There, you'll hear the dulcet tones of my voice, and then, of course, at some point, you'll be prompted to tell your tale. I'm always looking for powerful and beautiful stories that will inspire others. I need to thank Kay Lockhart for being an incredibly generous human being and sharing these stories with my audience. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'll see you the next time for the very next episode of The Pod.